ya valerá.
Yes.
Can you believe I'm on top of the roof with the owner of the Big Blue Bug, Mr. Stephen Goldman, and with Rola, and Rola's taking a picture with her website. I'm taking a picture with my website with the Big Blue Bug. And I can see Providence, of course, the two buildings, you know, in Providence.
Yeah.
I can see
all the things in
Providence, Dave.
Yeah.
I can see Warren, Bristol, probably Pastor Cranston, Mr. Goldman.
Absolutely. You can see Cranston. And you got the most perfect view of 95.
And perfect view of 95. So this is an accident right now. We'll be the first ones to report it in.
That is
now,
great.
Of course, we got the owner of the Big Blue Bug. And I'm standing right next to Nibbles Woodaway. And Mr. Goldman, how does it feel to be able to lose yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show? Fantastic. I'm very flattered and honored that you thought highly enough of me to want me on your show. I thank you.
Yeah,
well, I thank you because I've known you for years. And you know, growing up in the Jewish community, of course, you know. And but being the owner of the Big Blue Bug, you must have worked a lot of hours. How many hours did it put into being the owner of New England Pest Control?
You lose count. It's definitely not a 40-hour week, trust me. It's almost a 24/7.
Really? What time do you get here in the morning, usually, to start your day?
Oh, my God.
It could be anywhere from 6 to 8.
We're talking about pest control, people.
What time do you leave
pest
at night?
Control.
That is definitely, maybe right at 6 to 8.
You would
have to finish
at night. Really? Now, how old is this Big Blue Bug now?
It was put up in 1980.
1980. That's the same age as Roland over here. Roland's over here, too.
Yes, I was born in 1980.
What was your month? What's your birthday?
February 23rd.
Oh, you're older. He's October. He was put up October 1980.
Really? Now, that's funny, Mr. Goldman, because did you know that Nibbles Woodaway has a MySpace page?
I heard about it. Unfortunately, I'm not so computer literate that I really could go in. I'm not one of the youngsters that knows how to use the computer. But I heard that we have a couple of fan clubs on the computer and a MySpace page.
Yeah. It says over here on the MySpace page that
a pretty boring fan club.
Was 27 years old, but it says it's a Capricorn, so that's not correct for the Capricorn. October is correct. A Capricorn will make it January like my son River. So he's a Libra.
I guess so.
Now, tell me, now, this is a Rhode Island icon. Of course, it's been in a lot of traffic reports throughout Rhode Island, of course, every day. How does it make you feel that, you know, this is a famous bug and you have a good reputation with your business?
It's mind-boggling. When we first put up the bug, it was mainly just to show people where we moved to. We moved here in 1979, and we wanted to have something that represents our business and then everybody know where we were located. And it just ended up being a landmark, an icon. Never expected it. It wasn't even, it was the furthest from our thought, but yet I am so flattered and honored that everyone in Rhode Island has embraced the Big Blue Bug.
Exactly.
Now, excuse me, I have a question.
Tell me about your years in being in the business, of course. Tell me the most disgusting thing that you've come across in the extermination business.
Well, when I first joined, this is a family business. My father started in 1935, and I joined the company I worked summers when I was growing up. I joined full-time in 74, and I started from the ground up. I was a route technician. I did all the roach jobs, termite jobs. I did all the work, and I worked my way up. And unfortunately, I am president now. But as I recall, the worst job I ever had was a roach job. We went into this business and walked in.
I got a roach you can kill.
And as we started to fog, the roaches were coming out all over the walls, the rock ceiling. And it was raining roaches on me. Literally raining roaches. There were thousands and thousands of roaches.
Where was that?
That sounds incredibly awesome.
Nor could I dare tell you.
So did you have to take a shower after that?
My wife wouldn't let me back in the house till I took off my clothes and took a shower. Absolutely.
Wow. All right, we're going to play a song before we get back from Mr. Goldman over the phone. The owner of the Big Blue Bug and Nibbles Woodaway. And we're going to be playing now.
Mr.
Dave,
Goldman.
You know, on my last show, you were supposed to play Fergie, but you played Big Girls Don't Cry, but you should have played You know that, Dave?
Okay.
Yes. So we're going to play Fergie and Glamorous featuring Ludacris. Yeah, Lose Yourself with a Derek
Shapiro Show.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle, so rich and famous. Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove, taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Hello, this is Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me next month, October 15th, debuting at 8 p.m. with a rap group to be announced and rock group Cherry Suede from Canada and Aaron Passatine from VideosForFamily.com, another internet radio show. So join me next month, October 15th at 8 p.m. right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Grandmaster D, who is he? What is he? You're going to find out on the next show, October 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, debuting October 15th at 8 p.m. Grandmaster D, find out who he is.
Smile with me. This is Rola. And if you don't know and if you haven't heard, my latest singles, I've out and I've been out. I'm talking Fed Hill smash hit No Difference featuring myself and my own serenading track, I'm Gonna Love You. And of course, there's that chills up and down your spine, Love Jones. So head to my website for a listen at rolazone.com or get close to the email address to get your own copy of my mixtape Obstacles. Yeah, this has been brought to you by Ambitious Records, that's all me, and the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
And to the Roller Zone at www.rollerzone.com, www.rollazone.com. Yes, check her out with her hits. Yes, Love Jones, I'm Gonna Love You, and her latest hit featuring Fed Hill with No Difference, coming out in August. Again, check out www.rollazone.com, www.rollazone.com, R&B hip-hop singer Rola from Providence, Rhode Island, rollazone.com. Check it out now. Sabet's Auto Sales for all your used car needs. So go visit them at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right next to Shell Gas Station. Again, Sabet's Auto Sales at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-722-1818. Again, 401-722-1818. Or go visit them online at www.sabetsautosales.com. Again, www.sabetsautosales.com. Sabet's Auto Sales at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Organically grown, everything from HID lighting to fans and blowers to hydroponics, grow systems, nutrients and supplements, pots and containers, air purification. We have everything you need to start growing today. Call Organically Grown at 401-944-0549. Again, 401-944-0549. Or go visit them at 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Again, 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Or go visit them online at www.organicallygrownri.com. Again, www.organicallygrownri.com. The first hydroponic retail store in Rhode Island, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. They accept Visa and MasterCard. Again, Organically Grown, 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Okay, we are back here with Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now, Dave has a question in the studio. Now, Dave, I'm going to put you the phone to Mr. Goldman, okay? Are these good questions or corny questions? Well, we'll let Mr. Goldman decide, right? Okay, Dave, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here's Mr. Goldman, okay? Patricia has a question for you. Okay, hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great, David. Having a great time on the roof.
Absolutely. Isn't Derek Shapiro an absolute riot?
He's terrific. Okay. So much energy, great enthusiasm. I love it.
Yeah, he definitely fits with the pest control motto, you know? Definitely a pest. Anyway, what exact bug is that on top of the roof anyway?
The Nibbles for the Way is a termite. It's a swarming termite. It's the exact replica of a swarming termite. It's 58 feet long, weighs 4,000 pounds.
Oh, 4,000. That's a big termite.
It is a huge termite. It's exactly 928 times the actual size of the termite.
Ah, cool. I mean, that bug actually had some notoriety on I Know Dumb and Dumber, which was cool.
Yes. We were very flattered when the Jim Carrey and the makers of the producers of the movie Dumb and Dumber, when they were going to film some shots, the Providence shot of them leaving Providence to go to Colorado, they show a beautiful view driving by of Nibbles, and then right after you see the drive-by, they have a helicopter shot from above, and it's a great view of the bug, no question about it.
Now, did you have to sign like a waiver for that, or?
Yeah, well, this is what happened. The second unit approached me and said that the Farrelly Brothers, who were from Rhode Island, wanted to do some local shot for the movie. And they said, but you're going to have to sign a release, a waiver, so that you cannot collect any royalties or any fees. There'll be no reimbursement or anything financial that you can gain. I said, well, what if I won't sign the release? They said, well, we'll find some other landmarks. I said, I'll sign the release. And I signed the release. I got no compensation, but it was well worth it. I mean, we got a lot of
national notoriety because of us being in the film. I heard from lots of friends across the country when they saw the movie, and they said, "Hey, we finally saw you, Big Blue Bug." It was great.
So all right, now that thing's been up for like almost, what, 30 years or so, 28?
27. It went up in October of 1980.
All right, cool. Now, do you ever think of like replacing it with maybe like a cockroach or maybe like a butterfly or something?
You think I want to be lynched by the people of Rhode Island? If we dare make any changes, what do you think would happen to us? I think everyone has embraced. They love Nibbles. They love the icon. And I think if we dare try to make any change, I think we'd have a lot of rebellion from the citizens of Rhode Island.
Yeah,
definitely.
Who would have thought that people would have came to view a road as a termite as an icon?
How do we decide on it?
No, I said it's funny how the state actually views a termite as an icon.
I'm sorry, David. I'm not quite getting that. Go ahead.
We're like speaking like 5 feet apart, so don't worry. It's weird how the state views like a termite as an icon.
Yeah, I could never figure it out. All I know is I love it and I accept
it. People in the state are crazy.
I think it's because in Rhode Island, being the smallest state, we're sort of a little quirky with some of the things we do here. And I think because of us being a little quirky with the quag and having being always commented on being the smallest state, that we have something so unique and so special that they embraced something that was totally different. And you really can't explain it, but hey, it happened, and I'm glad it was us.
I think it's just boredom from the state personally, but that's just me. But definitely good, though.
Thank you. Okay, Derek wants to talk there. Thank you, David.
No problem.
And I have a question, too, for Mr. Goldman, too. Another question. Now, Nibbles has been on the Today Show, too, as well as being in films, been on The Family Guy, been on The Daily Show. How did they approach you, and what was their role, what was Nibbles' role on Oprah and all those other shows?
All the other shows
the hell do you
were just
someone who has a
heard about
bug
the
on their
uniqueness
roof.
And how different it was, and they just came and said, can we put it on the show?
Really?
And we said, go ahead. It was just because it was so unique, and that's how it made all the shows.
And did you get interviewed by Oprah?
No. I didn't get interviewed by actually any of them. Actually, they came, we responded to whatever questions they had by letter or over the phone. They came and filmed it, but they never put me on any of these shows.
Now, of course, Nibbles put on all those shows, but what's the favorite show do you think today? Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show!
Oh! Absolutely!
Yeah. And another
this
thing,
This is
too.
Crazy!
yes,
I'm
another thing, too.
Going crazy!
What?
Huh?
You're having a great time over there, huh? You should be on top over here. What are you doing in the studio? I'm telling you. Now, I have just one other question for you, Mr. Goldman. Now, of course, it's the Rhode Island icon, of course. Just like, the Cardi's brothers, we see the, and just, of course, the Gaver brothers, But Nibbles does a lot of great things to sponsor a lot of banners for charity. What does the company have to do to get their banner over here? Who do they have to call? And tell me about that.
Great question. I'm so thankful that you noticed. We try to give back to the community. They have been, Rhode Island has been so good to us that we want to do something special for them. So we provide the space for the banners free of charge. It's for the community. And what happened is I used to handle it myself. And they would call me and I make arrangements for people to put their banners up. But what happened is we were getting like 5 to 10 calls a week. And it was totally, I couldn't handle it. So what we did is we have a public relations firm called RDW. If they call RDW, and their number is 521-2700, the person to ask for is Peggy Meek. She is the one that controls all the banners, the dates, the scheduling, and unfortunately, because we have more of a demand than we have space for, unfortunately, not everybody can get on. But anyone that has something, like we have the AIDS Walk, we have United Way, we have Cerebral Palsy, we try to really provide, whenever they have a fundraiser, provide an avenue for people to be able to see it so that they can contribute and be part of helping the community in Rhode Island. So if you call Peggy at RDW, she can arrange the schedule when you can get your banner up.
And also, how tall is this Big Blue Bug?
As tall as my scrotum.
Well, actually, it's horizontal, so I would say 58 feet long. The wingspan's 40 feet, weighs 4,000 pounds. It's actually, the height, when you look at it from the head, is approximately 9 feet high, and it's just humongous.
Wow.
It's a big
that
bug.
That is awesome. And another thing, too, have you actually been on top of the bug?
Yes, I have. Well, one of the early commercials, I have stood on top of the bug. If you may have recall, I have been seen jumping and raising my hands and cheering as I was jumping on top of Nibble's back.
Wow. And how did you get up there?
I took a ladder.
Wow.
It needs a very high ladder, too.
Yeah.
Dad.
And also, too, Rola is over here, too, because we're seeing a picture from our website after this interview. Rola, tell me, how do you feel about being on top of the roof today, too?
I feel like I'm standing beside a celebrity right here.
Yes. And Nibbles and Mr. Gomez stand beside us today, too. You roll a ball.
Yes.
Well, I do want to thank you, Mr. Gomez, for being here today.
Absolutely.
Hey, let us fuck out the show over here. And I call all the news stations and promise you I'm going to be here to cover this. But of course, this is the True Media outlet today. You know what I'm saying?
Derek.
And also, Dave.
Derek. Hey, quick question. Hey, are you going to get a picture of yourself riding the big blue bug like Seabiscuit? Because that would be awesome.
Interview who?
I said, can you get a picture of yourself riding the big blue bug like Seabiscuit?
I in the big blue bug?
No. Can I get
riding a riding the big blue. Oh, riding.
Idiot.
Yes, I'm going to try to do that. But I don't want to get the bug impregnated.
Yeah, that you'd have some nice looking kids there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd come out a cockroach.
Now, this is not the end of my show now. It's after I play the next song, I'm going to be in a secret spot. Where in the world is Derek Shapiro continuing, okay? I'm either going to be in Worcester, Mass., Hartford, Connecticut, or Providence, Rhode Island, okay? I'm going to come back with a Murderverse, and I'm going to come back with Marjorie, the R&B singer. Of course, you know Murderverse, always there at the White Noise Records. But I'm going to play a song that you forgot to play last time, and actually didn't even hear last time on the show, but we promised fans, but by mistake, you didn't get on there. This is the second song. We're actually going to feature now Rola and Fed Hill with No Difference, okay? And Lose Yourself for the Derek Shapiro. All right, Dave. Dave?
Yeah.
I will call you back at 3:30, okay?
All righty.
With the Murderverse and with Marjorie, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A regular boy trying to take over things. The cars and rings. No difference between the Jews and chariots and the kings. No difference in the song that he sings. Besides the keys and the strings. Does the CO see the same sky as being made into bang? And if you hurt me and I don't cry, does that mean I felt nothing? I may not be a wise man, but I know one thing. There's no difference in the next man on the day of reckoning. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges,
you ain't
man.
No different.
We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
Said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
Ain't no difference in that man walking the street copping drugs, or that man selling them, riding around with his love, or that kid with no sight, or that girl on her bike between that boy wilding out, or that girl about to fight. Ain't no difference between a man getting life or a baby getting life. They both get put in a pen between the stars and the stripes. Feel like I'm struggling again. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
Let he without sin cast the first stone.
Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get this sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
It's all the same between my brother and I, my mother and time. Game two, angels cry when both of them die. Trapped in a world of pain, Holocaust, the slave trade. 40 ounce the guinea rum as long as they stay paid.
There ain't no difference
between that blunt in the store and the hustle with some reefer pitching out his front door. Gotta make that rent due before the rent due. Open up your ears and listen, what I'm saying is true. Fuck the judges, man.
We all gonna get the sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get the sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
Yeah, money, no, it's no difference, you know, black or white, we all gonna reach the same place, Mount Zion, see, we all gonna reach there on that day, Fetty, remember, no difference.
You said when the winter came, our lives would change, but baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Would you like to go out for lunch?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you hungry for?
Pizza.
Really? So let's go to Melrose House of Pizza at 475 Main Street in Melrose, the corner of Forster Street. You could dine in or take out. All day delivery and catering. Call before leaving your home, and your order will be ready when you arrive. Call Melrose House of Pizza at 781-665-2508. Again, 781-665-2508. Or visit them online at www.melrosehouseofpizza.com. Again, www.melrosehouseofpizza.com. Open 7 days a week. They accept MasterCard and Visa. They're open Sundays through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Thursdays through Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So go to Melrose House of Pizza at 475 Main Street in Melrose, Massachusetts. Now, Dash, should I drive or you want to drive?
You drive, Derek.
All right, thank you. And tell them that Losers Out with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Go to 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-739-RACE, 401-739-RACE. Hours on Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m., and Sundays from noon to 1 a.m. Again, Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Again, at 2276 Warwick Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island, 401-739-RACE. Tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Hello, this is Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, introducing Jim Reale from Reale's Italian Restaurant. Jim?
Hi, this is Jim Reale from Reale's Italian Restaurant, 79 Putnam Pike, Johnston, Rhode Island. 295 exit 7A, we're about a mile down on the left-hand side. Phone number is 231-3004. Feature veal, chicken, pasta, seafood dishes.
All right, thank you, Jim, and tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Di Petrillo's Pizza and Bakery of Cranston, pizza strips, potty trays, grinders, hot pizza toppings, white pizza trays, calzones, calzone rolls, egg, wine, and pepper biscuits, bread, and more. Go visit them at 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Again, 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Phone number is 401-432-7612. Again, 401-432-7612. Or go visit them online at www.dpetrillos.com. Again, www.dpetrillos.com. Or go visit them again at 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Di Petrillo's Pizza and Bakery of Cranston.
Okay, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro
Show.
Here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
Yeah.
And by the way, Dave.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in a city, of course. I'm either Worcester, Mass., Providence, Rhode Island, or Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, geez, that's a toughie.
Now, I'm going to give you the first clue where I am, okay?
Backseat of a limo, right?
Well, I haven't given you the clue yet, though, Dave.
Damn it.
Now, the clue is, Dave, okay? The clue.
Uh-huh.
Biggest clue is this is a city on the rise, and it had a show named after it.
All right, it had a show named after it. Could it be you're somewhere in Wyoming, maybe? I don't know.
This had a show named after it?
I have no idea, Derek. What kind of show?
Had a show named after it? I'm sorry?
I don't know. I give up, Derek.
Well, okay, I'll give you one other clue. This city that I am in now. The mayor got convicted of a crime, and he's out of jail now.
What the hell are you doing in New Jersey?
We got to New Jersey very fast. No, it is Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, jeez. I would have never guessed that.
You never guessed that?
Yep.
2 hours after I interviewed the Big Blue Bug.
Yeah.
Now, also, Dave, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the thing. Guess what street I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, okay?
You're on Dyke Street, right? Dyke Street? Gay Street? How about Gay Street?
Gay Street. Yes, I'm on. No. I'm on a street.
How about Anal Hemorrhaging Street?
I'm sorry?
Anal Hemorrhaging Street.
No, close. I'm on a street.
Damn.
Okay? I'm in a cafe on this street where this prestigious college on the street, and you get another college of art.
Two colleges, huh? I have no idea.
Two colleges around this area, but a college, a prestigious college, Ivy League
wait,
school.
I think
on
I got it.
Street.
I got it.
And
Johnson and Wales, right?
Not Johnson and Wales.
Damn.
But I found out Michelle goes to
I'm never
going to
get
Wales.
This. I don't know. I'm having a hard time trying to figure this out. Is it CCRI, maybe? CCRI?
I'll give you another hint. This is a street that's very diverse with different restaurants, such as Avon Theater. Okay? Avon Theater's on this street. Can you guess now?
Let me calculate it right now. Are you on Thayer Street?
Oh, bing, 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 bing. You guessed it, Davey. You guessed it. We're on Thayer Street, yes.
Woo! I win $1 million.
And we're waiting for a Motorverse right now.
La, la, la,
and we're waiting
la.
For Marjorie, okay? So bing. Yes, Thayer Street. I'm at Starbucks Coffee right now in a cool air conditioner because it's hot on this August 24th. I'm recording it. But by September 15th, when it comes out, it may be cooler near 4. But what I'm going to do now is, okay, we're going to play a song. And after we come back from the song, I want to try to find out if I can get more Rizzi students or more Brown students to shout out Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Or
but
get
first,
sprayed in the face with me. It's one or the other.
Winehouse with... No. What's that song called? Rehab. If my wife wants to put me in rehab, I'm sure I don't want to go to rehab, and she wants to put me in rehab. Why do you think she wants to put me in rehab, Dave?
Because you like to pick your scabs and get beaten with a horse brush.
That's what she wants to do. Okay, here's Amy Winehouse with Rehab on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 17.
I always keep a bottle.
Ani's Full Service Salon. Here, nails, skin, waxing, and massages. Go visit them at 110 Friendship Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right behind Anthony's Jewelers. Again, 110 Friendship Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right behind Anthony's Jewelers. Call her at 401-353-5690. Again, 401-353-5690. Again, Annie's Full Service Salon. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Nova Shohash Gata Restaurante. Everything from appetizers to salads and soups and fish and meats and poultry. Go visit them at 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-726-8401. Again, 401-726-8401. Go see my friend Jose DeBrito. They serve Cape Verdean, Portuguese, and American food. So go visit them. Again, at 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Nova Shohash Gata Restaurante. Tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. New York Style Unisex Beauty Salon. Permanent straightening, coloring, hairstyling, manicure, pedicure. Over 20 years of experience. Go see my friend Dee Dee at 171 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 171 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Call her at 401-781-0734. Again, 401-781-0734. New York Style Unisex Beauty Salon. Lena's Encore. Fine, co-assigned women's apparel and accessories. Lena's Encore, go to 1243 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 1243 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 through 5. Again, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 through 5. Their phone number is 401-721-9811. Again, 401-721-9811. Lena's Encore. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
We're back here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. I'm walking on the street here at Theater Street recording my show. I want to see if anybody will let me interview them. Excuse me, sir. What's your name over here?
Jimmy B.
Jimmy B. Are you a DJ? What kind of name is Jimmy B?
It's an adult film star
what
name.
What kind of name is Jimmy B?
Well, my last name is Barrel Balls. A lot of these came on Jimmy B.
Barrel Balls?
Barrel Balls.
Barrel Balls. Barrel Balls. The Bolt of Lightning. Yes. Y'all Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, which comes out September 15th, by the way, next month. How's it feel about internet radio?
Oh, it's very good.
And what do you do here on Theater Street?
He's like, that's very good. I don't care.
Did you buy me anything?
No, not yet.
You didn't buy me anything? Well, go back, buy me something, because I need a new Walkman. Good, thank you. So how was that, Dave?
That was ridiculous, Derek.
Good.
You are absolutely insane.
Yeah, he's not a college student.
Hey,
he's
you
like
should go up to people and call yourself a pee-pee toucher.
Yeah. Oh, hello, ma'am.
He didn't hear
me. I'm Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and you're on the show. And how old are you, by the way?
19.
Ooh, she sounds kind of hot.
And you must be 19 or 18,
yes,
right?
19.
Are you college?
Yes,
you are. Okay,
Derek.
Guess what college you're from, okay?
Derek.
You're either from Brown or RISD, am I correct?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, I got that wrong, Dave. Okay. Your college in Rhode Island, right? You go to college in Rhode Island?
Yes, okay.
So what's your name, by the way?
Katie.
What?
And I'm Allison.
Ooh, hello, Katie.
Allison. Katie and Allison, I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, my God.
Now, okay, you're on this show, my show over here. This is the old
hey,
thing.
Derek. Derek, can I talk to her for a second?
I'm sorry, Dave.
Can I talk to her for a second?
Come on, talk, okay. Dave wants to talk.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
Oh. You're wearing clothes, idiot.
Oh, it's such a shame, such a shame. I was all turned on for a second. It's nothing now.
So we're going to... What do you want to ask her?
I just want to know what she was wearing.
Oh.
Because I'm a pig like that.
Shirt. And what's your name now?
Allison.
Allison wearing
totally
a black shirt and white shorts. Now, okay, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to guess what school they go to. Now, you go to school in Rhode Island. College.
Yes.
You go to Johnson & Wales.
No.
Hey, give me a hint. Let me see if I can get this. Give me a hint.
Like, hell no.
The frog.
Hired.
You are. He's Rams.
No. Providence.
Oh, good day.
That was really bad.
We're looking for jobs.
Looking for jobs.
Yes.
What are you doing looking for jobs?
We need racism jobs.
They're in the wrong state.
Hey, I just do some of the Derek Shapiro show. I'm broke, too. Well, okay, so you go to PC. So that's good. That's good. Listen to yourself. I'm losing some of the Derek Shapiro show. It's September 15th. Thank you, girls. All right. So I got two girls that are going to PC over here, and I'm going down the street. Now, how was that, Dave?
That was great. Were they at least hot?
Oh, Wouldn't you like to know? Yes, definitely. But my wife's not here, so I can mention that. Yes, they were hot. Now, let's see over here. I'm going to interview, I'm going to try to interview a Brown student. So I got the school wrong right now. I'm walking down Thayer Street, right by Store 24. You know what a Store 24 is? Right across from the Brown Bookstore?
No.
Yes, I'm right over here now. On Thayer Street, of course. Where in the world is Derek Shapiro?
Ooh, Derek Shapiro.
And I'm going to interview this guy over here. You sell jewelry here on Thayer Street. How are you, sir? You're being interviewed on Louis' of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah.
Sorry, huh? All right. What about you,
He doesn't want to talk to somebody with a cell phone.
You know, you're eating a burger, okay? They don't want to be interviewed, okay? Let's see who wants to be interviewed on Louis' of the Derek Shapiro Show. On www.DerekShapiroShow.com. I want to try some Brown or Rizzi students, and I'm still not finding this my success.
Yeah, they don't put out as well.
Good job finding
I found out.
But I will. I'm gonna be this
hey, Derek,
guys.
I got a great idea right now. You should go invade the Brown University dorm room locker.
That's true.
Where all the girls are like, all naked and stuff.
Lose yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Yes. I'm going to guess what college you're from now, okay? Now, this is going to air September 15th on my internet radio show. I have 110,000 people that listen to my show.
Oh, cool.
You say 110,000?
Yeah, Derek Shapiro Show!
Hey, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Derek Shapiro Show!
Yes! Yeah. Now, okay, I have a question for you guys, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let me guess what school you go to. But first, what's your name?
Adam.
Adam from where?
I guess I'm from San Francisco. I'm moving there tomorrow.
That would explain the lisp.
Yeah. Why? You don't like Rhode Island?
Nah.
Is it my show
San
or is it
Francisco.
What? Is it my show
yeah.
or is it Rhode Island?
Oh, probably both.
Okay, that's good. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Boston? What are you doing in Rhode Island?
I am living here for now. I'm going to school.
Now, are you here because of my show?
Yes.
Yes. And what's your name?
Skip.
Oh, I'm going to skip. Okay.
Skip to Malou.
Why'd your parents name you Skip?
They didn't.
How'd you get that name Skip?
Brandon Diamond gave it to me.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah. Where are you from?
Here.
Here. Now, give me a hint what school you go to. Don't tell me, but give me a hint.
Well, you're on a campus, bro.
I'm on a campus. Okay. What school do you think I go to? Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, what school do you think I go to? I'm on the campus.
What school? Wait, who are you talking to? I'm not paying attention.
No, he never pays attention anyway.
Because he just babbles.
Yes, he is. He's my producer on my show, Dave.
Okay, I'll give him a hint then. It is a really tall, ugly building.
Really tall, ugly building?
Oh,
huh.
You go to Ritz?
Close.
Brown University.
Yes.
Ah, I got him right. I finally interviewed a Brown University student, finally. I interviewed two PC students, really hot. So, they're down there. So, you know, check them out. Yeah. All right, thank you, guys. Yeah. Who's the stuff of the Derek Shapiro?
Show!
Interview Brown. I interviewed PC, and Michelle was over here chasing me down. Did we finally get a Murderverse?
No,
we didn't get a Murderverse yet. That's Michelle. Michelle. Now, Michelle's going to flip out over here. Now, Michelle, you manage a Murderverse. Like I manage Rolla. Tell them about managing a Murderverse.
They're never on time.
Why is that?
You can tell.
Why?
Because they work their butts off and they need money to be successful as a band.
Really? So we're not going to play the music right now. We're going to play a song. But wait, first of all, I thought we got a Rizzi student over here. Now, are you a student, by the way?
No, I don't believe in school.
You don't believe in school? But what's your name? You're being interviewed. I'll lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show right now. Who's a Rizzi student over here on Thayer Street today?
Totally shooting him down.
We're going to be playing a song, Dave, okay?
Yeah.
And the song we're going to be playing is Mondo featuring Rolla with Shorty Moves, okay?
Shorty Moves. Here,
Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show!
Show!
Like that, oh yeah, I'll be a little shorty and a move. Shorty and a move.
show them what's up, what's up. Bend it over, pick it up, girl, you got a dumpster. It's 2 a.m., partying, shit's crazy. Shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it. I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips. Like, where the work at? Yeah, let me work that, let me hurt that. Let's move, girl, move. Players in the house, who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit it tonight. We came to party, shorty move that body. Go, my position, I know we're set. On the map, I'm the spot where the globe be at. From the deep blue sea to the mountain caps. You wanna ride with her when I hop in my lap. Oh shit, here we go, cameras are rolling. Time's ticking and my phone is glowing. Drinks in my hand and these girls are smoking. I might die tomorrow, I'ma let it all out now. All my girls all across the world, get down to the floor, shake what your mama gave you. I wanna see those hips, those thighs, backside get wild, just move to the music. Tell the bouncer he better get ready. Two more drinks and my ass gets crazy. We in the spotlight, stars shine bright, and now I'm the biggest thing in the gallery tonight. What? Shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it. I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips. Like, where the work at? Yeah, let me work that, let me hurt that. Let's move, girl, move. Players in the house, who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit it tonight. We came to party, shorty move that body. Go.
Grab my buttocks, baby, I will do the same. Just squeeze it tight for me. I love it when you feel so complete. Will you caress me down, babe? Put a hand in and touch my skin. It's sex music to me. When you're feeling up on me, should I wrap my arms around you as you pull me close and dip? I love it like that, oh yeah. I'll be a little shorty in the mood.
Players in the house, throw your hands up, ladies in the house, show them what's up, what's up. Bend it over, pick it up, girl, you got a dumpster. It's 2 a.m., partying, shit's crazy. Shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it. I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips. Like, where the work at? Yeah, let me work that, let me hurt that. Let's move, girl, move. Players in the house, who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit it tonight. We came to party, shorty move that body, go.
Yeah, yeah. You should go up to somebody just rubbing your nipples and be like, "Hello, pretty lady. How are you? Is that licking your lips and stuff? Oh, that'd be hot.
This is awesome.
You and that crusty beard of yours.
We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com here on Fair Street. Where in the world is Derek Shapiro? And we got Marjorie over here.
Where in the world is my medication?
I'll interview Marjorie, okay? Excuse me. You want to be interviewed on the radio? You're on my show. No, you don't want to be interviewed on the radio. Okay, that's fine, though. But you look like you're part of a group, though.
Hey, do you want to come talk on the cell phone to some random people? Sure.
Are you waiting for the bus? We got a bus. We got a bus person over here. Okay. We got Marjorie, an R&B singer over here. And before I interview Marjorie, of course, those college students were hot from PC, okay, Dave? You should have been here looking at those college students. I was 19 years old from PC.
Oh, I'd like to stick it in their ear.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Okay, we got Marjorie over here, who's an R&B singer from Providence, Rhode Island. Now, Marjorie and Rola are both R&B singers. Rola and Marjorie are doing a lot of duets together. Of course, Rola's been on my show a lot. Rola was on my show today for the Big Blue Bug. But Marjorie is just as good as Rola. And here is Marjorie right now. Hello, Marjorie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How's it feel to be on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show?
Cool.
Yes.
Chilling on Thayer Street.
Yes, I'm Where in the World is Derek Shapiro.
Yes.
Is this your first time on Thayer Street?
No, I used to work right here.
You used to work right there?
Yeah.
Now, where is that?
The Brown University Human Resource Building.
What did you do in the Human Resource Building?
Secretary.
You are a secretary.
What secretary?
Do you do now? I'm a secretary.
She's a secretary.
Whereabouts?
I work for the rich group. They're in Johnston.
Johnston, the rich group. So you're very rich. We know that now.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Marjorie, of course, you other than being a secretary, you are a great R&B singer, just like Rola.
I'm a writer. Yes. I'm a writer, too.
Writer, too?
Yes.
Now, how did you get into singing and writing?
I just like to entertain people, so I was always into the music, whether it was dancing, thing in or writing, but I just want to take it to another level.
Right. And tell me about some of the songs and what inspiration.
Gotta take it to another level.
People's life, for my life, people's life, things people go through. I make them songs so that way they can relate to it.
Sure. And now you were born in Providence?
No, I was born in New Jersey.
New Jersey. What part of New Jersey?
I was born in Newark.
Newark. And how often do you visit Newark?
Every 2 weeks.
So you still have family there?
Yeah.
Have you, New York. And do you perform there too?
I haven't performed in New Jersey yet.
No. New York?
Yes, I performed in New York.
What place have you performed in New York?
Fundraisers for my mom's parents' country, Haiti.
Oh, really?
So I've done a lot of fundraisers for them.
Okay. So what about
Queens, Brooklyn,
really?
Long Island.
Sure, just like Rolla. Rolla's performed in Queens, Brooklyn, Long Island. Now, of course, you perform at the Black Ruffalo.
Yes.
You perform at Club Octane. Tell me about this experience. You're big over here in the community in Providence, Club Octane and the Black Rep. Tell me about how you got so big over there.
Just keep going.
Keep going?
They get tired of seeing me. I don't want them to see me so much that they want to ask for me.
Right.
So I go as many times
as I can. So on the average, how many times a month do you go to these clubs?
Every week.
Every single week. And you always perform every week?
Twice, 2 to 3 times a week.
2 to 3 times a week? So what days can we expect you at Black Rock?
I'll be at Black Rock this Monday. It's an all-female artist show, which Roll is also an artist.
Well, then actually this won't air until September 15th. But how many, what nights do you usually go? Mondays?
Monday nights at Black Rock. Monday night.
Just Monday night.
Yeah.
And just Tuesday night.
Monday night after to come through.
Awesome. Now, do you perform any other places other than a Black Rep and a Club Box?
I perform.
Really?
I do birthday parties.
Yeah.
I do whatever.
And of course, the day after the show, the night before the show aired, you performed at Stars Bar and Grill. Hopefully that went well. We don't know how it went yet, but September 15th is when the show debuts. And of course, September 14th is when Rolla and Marjorie performed at Stars Bar and Grill. And also, you have a great manager, Michelle. And do you think without Michelle, do you think you could do this by yourself?
Well, I started it by myself.
Really?
So I did. I did it all of myself. Burn my CDs, make my flyers, promote myself. And somebody introduced me to her.
Sure.
That was on the bus with my van. So
introduced
me to her. And I just kept harassing her until she got tired and she had to be with me. And it's been a wrap ever since.
Awesome. Now, before we get to Marjorie, before we get to Michelle, Marjorie's manager, we've been playing a song on Marjorie. Now, the first song that you want us to play, what song do you want us to play on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show?
Pretty Brown Eyes.
Pretty Brown Eyes. I like that. And you do have pretty brown eyes, Marjorie, yes.
Thank you.
And here is Pretty Brown Eyes. Here, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
La, la, la.
Driving me wild.
I'm going to get a new stereo for my daughter, London. The best place to go is EP Stereo Plus Incorporated at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. They have authorized by TBZ for distribution of the SLB, FCP, SCP, official products, all types of electronics, 220 volts, cell phones for Europe and Africa, Portuguese gold, religious products from Fatima, Portugal, etc. Website is www.stereoplus220.com, or you can email them at stereoplus220@aol.com. Go visit them again at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-434-5320. Again, 401-434-5320. EP Stereo Plus Incorporated. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Anna Hair Care Salon. If you want to go get your hair done at a professional place, go to Anna Hair Care Salon. Their phone number is 401-475-1326. Again, 401-475-1326. You can visit them online at www.annahaircare.com. Again, www.annahaircare.com. Go visit them at 1127 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right across from Stop and Shop. Again, 1126 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right across from Stop and Shop. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Quizno subs. I'm hungry to go to Quiznos. So I'm going to go to either 1565 Post Road in Warwick, Rhode Island, or 1744 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Again, either 1565 Post Road in Warwick, Rhode Island, right off Route 37, or 1744 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number in Warwick is 401-738-1919. Again, 401-738-1919. Or the North Providence locations, 401-383-6680. Again, 401-383-6680. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sundays, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
This is Rita's Ice. How may I help you?
Yes, I saw your place on Middle Spring Avenue. This is Rita's. What type of custard do you have?
We have four types of custard. We have vanilla, chocolate, we have strawberry, and coffee. And we have the twist of the vanilla and chocolate and a twist of the coffee and strawberry.
Really? Do you have any shakes, too?
We do. We have something called the Misto Shake, which is a combination of liquid custard, either vanilla or chocolate, with any flavor ice that we have during the day.
Really? And so where should I go? I know you're looking at Mineral Spring Avenue, but whereabouts?
On Mineral Spring Avenue, across from the Rizzo dealership that just left here, 1744 Mineral Spring in the Quiznos Plaza.
All right, 1744 Mineral Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. You can also call them at 401-353-RITA or 401-353-7482. And what's your name, by the way? Should I ask for anybody?
My name is Mark.
All right, thank you. Tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Yoki Japanese Restaurant and Sushi Bar. Grand opening, 15% off all entrees. Off expires September 22nd. Go to 62 Station Landing in Medford, Massachusetts. 62 Station Landing in Medford, Massachusetts. Their hours are Sunday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. Their phone number is 617-381-6688. Again, 617-381-6688. Or go visit my line at www.yokirestaurant.com. Again, yokirestaurant.com. Yes, grand opening, Yoki Japanese Restaurant and Sushi Bar. Tell them not, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spank me. You dirty, dirty pig.
Oh, he's not even on.
Dude, your phone's doing something weird.
Hold on, I'm gonna put you up.
The hell was that?
Hey, oh, yeah, I'm barely. Yeah, could you? Wait,
emergency, okay. Emergency. This show sucks.
What?
Call me back on this phone, Ashley. I'm sorry.
Call you back on this phone?
She gets free incoming calls, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 286. I mean, yeah, 286.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. All right. Just gonna hang up on him.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay,
All right, Dave, let's make this quick. It's hotter in here than a friggin' yeast-infected vagina that has a fever.
Has a fever? Someone has a fever?
I got a fever. The only prescription is for you to shut your hole.
Okay, we're set now, okay. Wanna go back to the... Is it recording?
Yeah, we're recording, Derek.
Okay, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show! Yeah, I'm Derek Shapiro Show! That's the Murderverse, get it ready. I'm bored, they're on deck, actually. We don't know what kind of deck they're on, but we're gonna find out later. Okay, now we're back with Marjorie, of course, the R&B singer, from Providence, Rhode Island, of course. Marjorie, you have something to play as a radio host. Radio, by the way, and I interviewed Neil Ticket. Tell me about this experience with Neil Ticket.
I love them. They all have their own personality, you know, and they give you mad support, you know. I try to give them as much support as I can when they have local shows.
Sure.
And they're just great. You know, my favorite is Flip. He's my favorite.
And how did you meet them at the Black Metal Club, right?
I met them actually last year at Columbus Theater. Beatdown Records had a showcase, and I met them there.
Really? And you've been in the recording studio with them?
Yep, and then they introduced me to Merck, which is the person that owns the Boiler Room.
Awesome.
And I started recording there.
Right. And you work with a lot of collabs such as Roller and such as, what's her name?
Thomasina.
Thomasina.
Aisha. I'm trying to do it with everybody.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
There's only certain females I do it. Roller, Thomasina, other two.
That's awesome. And just like me, I'm Roller's manager, of course. You have a manager, Michelle. And tell me, Michelle, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Providence.
Providence? Whereabouts in Providence?
Providence.
What section, actually?
I grew up off of Chalkstone Avenue.
Chalkstone Avenue, okay. Right near our house, actually, because we live near PC, actually, me and Rola. And of course, now, Michelle, tell me about being the duties of being a manager.
A lot of work, but you got to believe in your artist. I definitely believe in Marjorie.
Sure.
She's standing here if they did it.
Yes. And of course, you need a lot of money to be a manager, of course. A lot of budget for promotion. What else do you do besides being a manager tomorrow?
I'm a paralegal. I'm a law school major.
Really? So if I want to sue somebody, I could go to you and get your advice?
Eventually, yeah.
Yes, awesome. Now tell me, about how many hours do you put in a week or a day being Marjorie's manager?
Wow, it's like all day, every day. While I'm at work, I'm at school work. Not all day, every day. It's in my sleep, I'm still doing it.
Yes. Now, also, Jim Audrey, tell me, where's the weirdest place you've ever written a song?
Well, I was getting reamed in the ass one time, and I took out a pen and paper and jotted down these notes.
Oh, wait, Dave, you have a question, you said?
South Station?
Really? In Boston?
My train.
Dave, you got a question for Marjorie? Dave?
What?
Oh, I think I had a question for Marjorie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know where the weirdest place I ever wrote a song was?
Yeah.
In the back of a trunk while I was on the way to a dump. It was kind of a horrible story, but
yes, because Dave, my producer, Dave Pez, of the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, also writes songs too. So, Derek Shapiro Show. Yes.
Shoo.
Oh, there's a Simpsons going by over here, right up on a Starbucks, of course. Now, Marjorie, what are
how has he not been arrested for loitering yet?
That's another question I want to ask you. Where's the best place? What's the best place you ever performed? And tell me that about the experience, about the most exciting time you ever performed.
It was at the J.A. in New York.
Jacob Center.
Okay, why was that one of the best experiences?
Because it was a graduation.
Graduation.
I graduated from the John, I don't even remember the building, but John something building. I performed at graduation.
Okay.
It was great. I like it because, you know, I was singing at my graduation.
Sure, sure.
Oh, and then I had to sing in front of everybody.
Sure.
I never really sang in front of my classmates. I did, but not in front of everybody.
Sure.
I think that was my best place because I accomplished something, and I was doing what I love to do.
And what's one of the best cover songs you ever sing?
A cover song, Sweet Thing by Mary J.
Awesome. Can we get a little of that now? A little acapella.
Okay. Hold on.
Audrey's going to do an acapella here. I'll lose this over the Dennis Shapiro show.
I would love you anyway, even if you cannot stay. I think you are the one for me.
Ooh, holla.
Be. I just want to satisfy you, because you're not mine and I can't deny it.
Awesome, awesome. That's wonderful. I'm very this over the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, what's the next song that I'm going to be hearing of you? I'm losing some of the Derek Shapiro Show. What's
We have Pretty Brown.
We have Pretty Brown. No, what song? We already played that song.
Superwoman.
Okay, we're going to play Superwoman. Yeah, I'll lose this over the Derek Shapiro Show and then get to a Murderverse. Yeah, www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Okay. Now, I'm going to call you back on none of Michelle's phone, but Billy's not here yet, so should we just start with the group and then...
Okay. Well, Derek...
I'm going to call you in minutes, okay?
Derek. I hate this guy.
Yeah. Not the Superwoman. You better listen up, listen. Cause today's the last day. I'ma be your Superwoman. Cause I'm tired, sick and tired. It's time for somebody else to have this greatness. Yeah. Early in the morning, I put breakfast at your table, and I'll make sure that your coffee has its sugar and cream. Yeah, your eggs were over easy. Your toast was done lightly, and all that's missing is your morning kiss that used to greet me. Now you say your juice is sour when it used to be so sweet, and I can't help but to wonder if you're talking about me. Cause we don't talk the way we used to talk, and it's hurting me deep. I've got my pride, I will not cry, but you're making me weak. I'm not your Superwoman, boy, or someone you can just let down. I'm not the kind of girl who sits back and thinks everything's alright. Boy, I'm only human. I need more than those occasional hugs from you. I'm not gonna be your Superwoman. I fought my way through the rush hour, trying to make it home for you. I want to make sure that your dinner will be waiting for you. But when you get there, you tell me you're not hungry at all. You'd rather read the paper, and you don't want to talk to me. You like to think I'm just crazy. When I say that you've changed, I'm convinced I know the problem. You don't love me the same. You're just going through the motion. You're not being fair. I've got my pride, I will not cry, but I still can't help but care. I'm not your Superwoman, boy, or someone you can just let down. I'm not the kind of girl who sits back and thinks everything's alright. Boy, I'm only human. I need more than those occasional hugs from you. I'm not gonna be your Superwoman.
Auntie don't wear no cape. But she cover and bake cakes, we make papes.
Yep.
So respect her gangster from the Ave of the Valley. Smoking Cali bud, you got five nigga, fuck that. She want the whole dub. Much love to my niggas and the ladies in the club.
Yeah.
It's getting money time. Mars don't got no time for no silly rhyme. My shit is minimal, so no time to throw subliminals. When Superwoman come to save the day, I'll be right by her side cause you fucked up.
Yeah.
Expecting too much, running with dust from the hood. Mommy was good to you,
nothing,
but you played yourself, so like B.
What?
to the left, to the left. Yeah, she smell your breath, smell your breath. Cause you're shitty with excuses. You don't know Marjorie. You don't know Marjorie.
I'm not your superwoman, boy. Or someone you can just let down.
There. No Billy yet.
Who's there then?
Okay.
Who's there?
Okay, who's here?
Rob.
We got Rob.
Anthony.
Anthony.
And George.
George! Here, lose yourself on the Derek Chappelle Show!
Show! Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Can you feel that, Dave?
Yo, hey, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
Rob.
Yes.
Where's Rob at? Hey, yo, do you have a blunt what? Handy? Because I could use one right now.
Yes, that's like we had a blunt. No, that's right. I'm in the studio with Dave sometimes. I smell something, and it's not cigarette smoke, okay?
It's a recording studio.
Even though I'm high on life, okay?
The producer smokes, for Christ's sake.
Now, tell me.
Timbaland does it all the time. It's all good.
Are you Billy's twin brother? Actually, I'm his father. Your father, I believe that. You look like you're 50 years old. Yep. Well, you smell like a 50-year-old guy.
Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a knee slapper.
Rob. Oh, yeah, you're Rob. Okay, now Rob.
What the hell are they laughing at?
What is
laughing
your name,
at?
Rob?
I can't speak English
you're
properly.
Rob something? Yes. Now, where are you from now, Rob?
Warwick.
Warwick, Rhode Island, yes.
By
the airport.
Yes.
Your plane has crashed through your house.
No,
here.
He's
you
not.
Not yet.
Derek. He's
now,
lying to you.
I'm sorry?
He's not from Warwick.
You're not from Warwick?
No, 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 no. He's from a chimpanzee family that lives in Africa.
Oh. Of course. Now, of course, this group I'm interviewing now, there's a lot of
and
work.
And Rob is a straight-up Aryan. Simple
course.
As that.
White noise radio. I've got a murder versus. I love their sound, of course, your least favorite song. That's why I wanted them on my show. And I've interviewed other rock bands, but I think you're... Unique style is one of the best, of course. I've heard it a long time.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
You know, especially being underground, you know what I'm saying? And of course, your least favorite song is my least favorite song too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't have too many favorite songs, and of course yours are way on the bottom, of course, you know, your least favorite song,
yeah.
You know.
Well, thanks for that. Yeah,
yeah, it's my pleasure, of course.
Yeah.
Now what's your name now?
Anthony.
Can I call you Tony?
Sure.
Okay, can I call you Tony Petrarca?
No,
I'm not going to play Tony Petrarca. I've interviewed him before, okay? Yes, I've interviewed Tony Petrarca. So this is the second Anthony I've interviewed, so this is really a great privilege. So where are you from, Anthony?
Warwick.
You're from Warwick. So no plans crash through your house either.
No, well, I live with Rob.
You live with Rob. Are you brothers or your lovers?
No,
okay. So why do you live together?
We do.
Do you pay for each other's rent?
No. No.
You pay for your own rent?
No. No. I live with my parents.
You live with his parents?
Yes, I do.
Wow, you all sleep in the same bed too. Wow, that's awesome. That's
Derek.
Awesome.
Derek.
Yes.
Hey, they should tell you about the new song they're coming out with. It's called Incoherent Gravy Splew. Just gonna be a great song.
That's awesome. Okay, and now we got this cool guy with the shades. I think this is the coolest guy in the group. You're wearing the sunglasses. So what's your name now?
George.
George!
These guys should have known that already, Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask George to call you?
Yeah, I'm a little curious.
Really?
Hey, is that George?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, George?
What's up, Pezza?
Not much, what? Man. What's going on?
Warwick Teacher Novice. You're wearing Warwick Teachers Union.
No, I like to get taught.
Really?
But I like being part of that union.
Really?
Up the park.
So, what do you live in, Warwick, too?
Yeah, but I'm actually from a little island off the coast.
What coast of what?
I don't know, it's the
bio. He's so a Filipino.
Do you have any knuckleheads too?
Nah. Oh, he is.
No. So where do you live? Awesome! I live at Pizza Hut because I'm always there getting pizza, you know what I'm saying? Now, guys, tell me about why Billy isn't here yet. Now, Billy's the lead singer, of course. Is he shy? Or
Not at all.
Why
not? Billy's not here yet.
Why?
He's the lead singer.
He's the lead singer. So he's afraid to be the lead talker, right?
No, not at all.
So he wants to give you the shining.
No, not at all.
Okay.
He's just the lead singer.
Tell me about your inspirations, how you write music, okay? Because your writing is very unique, your least favorite song, okay? Which we're going to be playing next on the Lose Yourself of the Derrick Shapiro.
Hey, you know something? Hey.
Tell me about.
Guess what?
What inspiration
Derek.
Did you to write this song?
Right to Derrick.
Yes.
Do you know you're my least favorite co-host?
I'm sorry?
You know you're my least favorite radio show host?
That's awesome. But tell me, guys, what inspiration did you have to write your least favorite song?
Well, we didn't write the song. Billy did.
Billy did. And what inspiration do you think he had to write that song?
Weed and alcohol and lots of it.
In love with this girl, and she wasn't good enough for him in bed, so he wrote that song.
Did you meet this girl?
Yeah, the other night.
Really? Awesome. And was it true about the girl, you think?
My least favorite.
Alright, so we're going to play your least favorite song here on Lose Yourself with the Derrick Shapiro Show!
Because he bombs.
Larry's Martial Arts. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in getting my child into your program. Tell me about your program, please.
We offer martial arts for all kids of all. And we have lots of different things we offer here.
And how much does your rate start at?
Most people start with a 1995 introductory program. They get a free uniform and 2 weeks of classes. And then after that, we have different programs that people can look into.
Great. And where can we go to find your martial arts program?
We're in Middletown, Rhode Island on West Main Road, 823 West Main Road, right in the middle of town here. And the phone number is 401-847-0184.
Great. And again, and what's your name?
Sensei Jesse, the chief instructor and the director of the school here.
Great. And again, they could call 401. And what's the rest of the number?
847-0184.
Great. And
we also have a website. It's www.valarismartialarts.org.
And the address again?
And it's 823 West Main Road.
In Middletown, Rhode Island, right?
In Middletown, Rhode Island.
All right. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Hello, this is Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me next month, October 15th, debuting at 8 p.m. with a rap group to be announced and rock group Cherry Suede from Canada and Aaron Passatine from VideosForFamily.com, another internet radio show. So join me next month, October 15th at 8 p.m. right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Okay. Grandmaster D. Okay, and I should go, who is he? What is he? You're going to find out on the next show, October 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com, debuting October 15th at 8 p.m. Grandmaster D, find out who he is.
This is the go-getter, Roller, smile with me, and you can go check out my website at rollerzone.com. That's right, see my photos, read my bio, and listen to my music, but most importantly, I have my events page, so you'll be sure to know where I'll be performing next. I said rollerzone.com, yeah. This has been brought to you by Ambitious Records, that's all me, and the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com. This is the go-getter, Roller, smile with me, and you can go check out my website at rollerzone.com. That's right, see my photos, read my bio, and listen to my music, but most importantly, I have my events page, so you'll be sure to know where I'll be performing next. I said rollerzone.com, yeah. This has been brought to you by Ambitious Records, that's all me, and the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Okay, Dave, do you know what song do you want to play next by them afterwards?
Yeah, I want to hear Incoherent Gravy Splooge again. That's an awesome song, dude. It goes Incoherent Gravy Splooge.
Okay, I want to say we're back now, okay?
Okay, we're back.
We are back here on Lose Yourself with Derek Shapiro Show.
www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
Show.com. I don't know. But anyway. All right. Now, we're back with the murder. No Billy yet, okay?
Derek.
Hey, guys.
Derek, yeah. We're going to need to hurry this up. I'm sweating like Shaq at the foul line over here. Come on.
Really? Now tell me. I want to know something, okay? What do you think Billy's doing right now in this moment?
Banging the girlfriend. That would be my guess, because that's what I've been doing.
He got an accident. Hopefully not.
If I had one.
Let's
not pulled over. Would
you mind, baby? How fast did he drive?
Give me a call. 555. Blow me.
Who are some of your inspirations as a rock artist?
God, I suck.
I like jazz.
You like jazz? Who's some of your favorite jazz singers?
I didn't like jazz.
This is a drug taking off. Okay. No. Okay. Who are some of your favorite artists?
I don't know. Never really thought of that.
Really? Who do you listen to other than yourself?
No one really.
No, I get them from a lot of artists. They always listen to themselves, you know, other than other artists. Do you like any other genres other than rock?
I appreciate all types of music. Being a musician, but.
Now, what do you play, by the way?
I play drums.
You play drums, okay? What do you play?
Bass.
You play bass. And what do you play?
Guitar.
And of course, that was what's your name again? I forget.
Rob
plays guitar. And what's your name again? Anthony plays drums. And what's your name again?
Bass.
And George plays bass.
Yeah.
Okay, and Billy plays singing and the guitar, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, what musicians do you look up to?
None.
Okay, Now, do any of you look up to Billy?
I love him. I respect him.
That's good. That's good. Now, where does Billy live?
The Tucket.
So he's on the ward. Now, wow. Now, how did you all meet, by the way, as a group?
MySpace.
Really? Yeah. We all solo musicians before him?
Yeah.
Really? Now, do you have any side projects going on by yourself?
No.
No side
projects. Can't give that information.
Okay. All right, that's private. Okay. Now, the next song that you want to be played on Louis's of the Derek Shapiro Show is what song? Incoherence, is it?
Yeah.
Incoherence. Tell me about the song.
I don't know how Dave hesitated about it.
Dave, tell me about this Incoherence.
Incoherent? It's about this radio show host that just babbles on and on and on endlessly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So for that reason, we're going to be playing Incoherent. That's the name of the song, right?
No.
What's the name of the song? What's the name of the song, Dave?
We will play the MySpace song.
Deleted by artist.
The MySpace song?
Yeah, deleted by artist. Mind
deleted you. By artist?
This is the premiere of this song.
Okay, so tell me about the song.
It's written about MySpace because... It's rather funny.
Yeah. Okay, so the title of the song is called again?
Deleted by Artist.
Deleted by Artist. Okay. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show! What
the hell is that, a dying cow?
Taking pictures, certain angles to cover up your figure. You are a fan of
come back and I'll lose yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show here at www.derekshapiroshow.com before we wrap up today, okay? I'm going to try to find a Richie's tune and quick, okay? Now, let's see who I can find over here. This looks like a Richie student over here. Hold on. Okay. Hello, guys. Hello, I'm Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. How are you?
Yeah.
And do you go to RISD, by the way?
No.
Do you go to Brown?
No.
Do you go to school?
Yeah.
What school?
University of Chicago.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to find a RISD student. Thank you. Okay. Any RISD students on this street? Let's see. Are you a RISD student? Brown student? Brown student? RISD student? Brown. Okay. I'm Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. How are you doing?
And I'm Fallout Boy.
I got a turn down. That's awesome, Dave. Awesome. Now, I'm going back over there with the Murderverse and Marjorie, of course. Billy didn't come, of course, but I want to see if we can get Billy here. I'm going to play another song.
Derek, I would like to ask a Murderverse a couple of questions. I think all the fans out there would really want to know.
You have one question to ask the Murderverse. I have one question to ask Marjorie before I go. And what question do you want to ask the Murderverse?
I want to ask a Murderverse, what was it like the first time, they wrote a song? Nah, that sucked.
First time we ever wrote a song, it felt quite orgasmic, I must say.
Really? What did you do? What did you do? I want to know what happened. Give me the details, in hot, specific details.
Wow.
Rob, were you rubbing your nipples? Tell me you're rubbing your nipples.
I'm rubbing your nipples right now. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's making me hot right now.
And I want to ask Margie one other question before we go today, too. I asked the Murderverse this. What other artists do you look up to as being a musician?
Mary J. Blige.
Awesome.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, late is Billy. This is being recorded after the band left. And I'm recorded on Rolla's phone, of course. Thank you, Rolla.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we got Billy. You say Billy's cute.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Eating a roast beef sandwich.
Eating a roast beef sandwich.
Really random, yeah.
Yes. And we're going to edit this in later, of course. Of course, Dave's great producer style. Of course, Dave, I couldn't do it without you, Dave. Dave's not even listening to this right now. But Billy, tell me about, you're the lead singer, of course, of a Murderverse. Tell me, how did you start this great group?
I started like 4 years ago in a basement in Pawtucket. And then it kind of just evolved from there. I've just been writing songs since I was like 6.
Where do you get your inspiration from? Like to write your least favorite song, which is my least favorite song too.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I get my inspiration through daily life and just.
Do you get your inspiration through Dave?
Not at all.
Do you get your inspiration through me?
Not at all.
Oh, that's good. Okay. White Noise Records.
Not at all.
Now, how did you get a good partnership with White Noise Records? Like Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show had too.
Well, what happened was my band was recording there. Excuse me.
The same studio I use too.
Yeah, same studio Derek uses. And we were recording there. And what ended up happening was they needed a sound engineer, I guess. And I guess Dave noticed that I kind of knew what the hell I was talking about. And I asked if they needed someone to help out. So that's what happened. That was it.
Awesome, awesome.
History from there.
Awesome. And tell me about the inspiration you put in your least favorite song. What was that song all about? Was it about a girl they were singing before?
No, actually, it's not at all. It's about being down on yourself and actually how you feel as if you fucked up. You're your own worst enemy. That's pretty much what that song's about.
Truly, I'm on my own worst enemy when I fuck up my show. You know, losing some of the Derek Shapiro show. Sometimes I'm down on myself, but, you know, gotta pick myself back up, right? It's not about a MySpace song. What is that about?
That song's about how everyone nowadays is obsessed with MySpace and how much, honestly, it's a real big joke. And if you really want to meet somebody, go out fucking streets, shake some hands, say hello. Be personable instead of being fucking idiot in front of a computer.
Awesome. Now, I have a question. What song do you know? I want to try to get, as long as Marjorie's here, as long as Billy's here, as long as Rose's here, I want you to see we get a three.
I didn't get it.
All right, and I want to thank everybody for being a guest today on the show. I want to thank, of course, Stephen Goldman, the owner of the Big Blue Bug, Nibbles Woodaway, the Big Blue Bug, of course. I want to thank Marjorie, I want to thank Michelle, I want to thank, what's your name?
Samantha.
man, of course, Michelle, Marjorie's friend. I want to thank Michelle, the manager of Murderverse. I want to thank the whole group, of course. What's the name again? Bob, George, and Anthony. And I want to thank Dave Pezza, of course, and my website guy, my website lady, Mary Codd. Next show, I'm interviewing this group from Canada, okay? They are called, they're another rock group. They're called Cherry Suede. Now I'm interviewing this other internet radio show guy, Hassentine, and I'm interviewing another R&B group, okay? Or R&B singer. I don't know yet about that. Well, that's the next Eric Shapiro show. It's been a privilege. Thank you for listening to my show, and you have a great day. My next show comes next month, October 15th. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.